Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I'm your host, John Henson, and today we're continuing our look at our 2024 trends report. Today, one of the things that we found, I got two stats for you actually today. In terms of talking about what firms are looking for in terms of lead generation, prospect generation, first of all, 72% of firms, law firms, indicated that they wanted better quality leads rather than more leads. And so, one of the biggest myths that I think exists out there for some law firms is this need for more all the time. I just need more leads, or I need, blah, 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 blah. And I've also seen the opposite of this happen, where we'll talk to lawyers and they're like, God, I don't need marketing. I have too much business. I have more business than I can handle right now. And so that feeds into this statistic where there's a desire for more quality leads and more quality clients rather than just more, more overall. And so the other side of that is that 43% of law firms did indicate that their primary goal for 2024 was to get more preferred case types rather than more leads. And so more preferred case types and more quality leads, more quality clients, probably synonymous in that regard. But it's true, right? Like, we talk about this in several different forms. You don't necessarily need more business. You just need the right kind of business. And if your marketing centers on a specific thing that you enjoy doing the most, you will attract that quality of a lead, that preferred case type. And then you don't have to do the other stuff that you don't want to do anymore, right? And this leads into a whole other discussion around, raising your rates or, only taking preferred cases and referring out the rest of the stuff that you don't want. But that starts with your marketing. That starts with the content that you're creating and the marketing message that you have. What do you want to be known for? What kind of business do you want to come through the door, right? Like, sure, you might be a family law attorney, but maybe you only want to do adoptions. Okay. You don't want to do divorces. You don't want to do child custody. You don't want to do child support. You don't want to do visitation, all that kind of stuff. You just want to do adoptions. And so you focus your marketing content on adoptions, talking people through the adoption process. What can they expect? All of a sudden, that's what you're going to be known for. It's that simple. Like, it's not rocket science, but people kind of think, oh gosh, well, there's all these algorithms involved and I got to do keywords and blah, 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 blah. No. It's not that difficult. You just focus your marketing message on what you want to be known for, and you make sure that you're staying top of mind with your audience with that message. Keep getting it out in front of them. You're going to get sick of it because you know it back and forth. You know it so well, but your audience doesn't. And you got to keep shouting that from the mountaintops until they start listening. And so that's how you get more preferred case type. That's how you get the higher quality leads or the higher quality clients. And then, like I said, you can talk about raising your rates, right? We make that analogy, like you can double your rates. And if you lose half your business, you still make the same amount of money, but you're only doing half the work. And so it all works out anyway. And the reality of that is that that scenario likely isn't even going to happen for the vast majority of lawyers who even did that. You might lose 25, maybe a third of your business, but if that's the case, you still gain more time and you still come out on top in making more money. So there's so many different areas of possibility that this opens up in terms of making your goal to be attracting more preferred case types or higher quality clients. And it starts with your marketing, your content, and how you're positioning yourself. And then from there, the floodgates can really open in a good way, in a more controlled way, right? Like, you're not going to be, people aren't going to be, and that's the thing you want to keep watch out for too, right? Like, you're not going to all of a sudden, your phone's not going to be ringing off the hook. It's going to get quiet. It's going to get more quiet, but it's because you're not constantly deferring and turning down a bunch of stuff that you don't want and don't need anymore. You can be patient and take more of those preferred case types and higher quality clients. So that there's this stat again, these two stats just open up so many possibilities for law firms that it just creates a lot of excitement, a lot of different possibilities. But hope that was helpful. We will wrap up this week with one more stat. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.